Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Louis Nishman Sam Biyakov Shalom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding an Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. The Gemara throughout Amud Beis speaks about the story of Antoninus and Rebbe, and how Antoninus wanted to serve Rebbe to an extent that he asked Rebbe to step on him to get to his bed. The Mefarsh Ravir and the Sugya, the Chidon and Maris Ayin, the Toras Chaim, the Ben Yoyodo, all go in a similar derech to tell us that this is all to fix the story of Yaakov and Esav. Esav did wrong by Yaakov, and now Antoninus is coming to fix it. And as the Gemara is going to tell us the next daf, that the pasuk says Shnei Goyim Bevidnech, referring to Yaakov and Esav, is a remez to Shnei Goyim Bevidnech, which means Rebbe and Antoninus. And the idea of Rav Yavoy Tzoyer says at Toras Chaim, that pasuk that says that the Rav will be Meshubah to the Tzoyer, meaning that Esav will be Meshubah to Yaakov, this is something which is Miskayim by Antoninus and Rebbe. And the Chidon mentions here by Remez that Antoninus is the Nitzoyz HaToiv of Esav. So to explain this a little bit more, let's add to here an idea which is brought down in many of Gedolei Rabbi Seinu. Among them is the Chasam Sofer, the Beis Halevi, the Sfasemes, the Shem Shmuel, and others. And the Rebbe Ramos Shapir Zatzal used to mention this a lot in the Shirim. We know Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav. Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the blessing to Esav. How do we understand this? Esav is a Rasha. Yitzchak Avinu is a Tzaddik Elyon. But the pshat that they bring is that Yitzchak saw Esav b'shorsho. He saw the original intent of what Esav was supposed to be. And what was Esav supposed to be? Esav was supposed to be Misharis, to be serving Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov will learn Torah, and Esav will take care of this world. Similar to what we have later with Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar learns Torah and Zvulun goes out to the world. So Yaakov and Esav were supposed to be the same thing. Yaakov will be the one which is learning Torah, and Esav is the one who's taking care of this world. And this is what Chazal tell us, that Yaakov and Esav had an agreement between them. Esav will take Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov is going to take Olam Haba. They separated the worlds. That's why there's a taino of Esav against Yaakov. What are you doing in this world? You belong to Olam Haba. This separation was the intention, was the original intention, that there will be some separation of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. But in the place of Tikkun, the way it's supposed to be, is that Esav is taking care of Olam Hazeh and feeding Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu is taking care of Olam Haba, and that will be the schus of Esav. And that's what Gedolei Rabbi Seinu explained why Yitzchok, when he gave the bracha, what was the bracha of Yitzchok? The entire bracha that Yitzchak is giving is all in your near Olam Hazeh. V'yitein lecha Hashem Elokim mital shamayim u'mishmani yoretz rav dogam v'tirosh. You will have abundance of sustenance. You will control the world. You're going to be the one in charge over here. This is the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu is giving to his son? The control of Olam Hazeh? But the answer is exactly the point. Yitzchak knows what Esav is supposed to be. Esav is the one who's controlling this world in order to allow Yaakov Avinu to learn Torah. So he's giving Yitzchak all the tools to be able to take this world and make it as a pathway to get to Olam Haba. And this explains many other inyanim between Yaakov and Esav, and why there is a Hava Amina that Esav is going to marry one of the Imois, and maybe he's going to be the father of many of the Shvatim. That's why there's a taino on Yaakov Avinu to not allow Esav to marry Dino, because maybe she's going to bring him back. Because Esav's supposed to be a Yid. Esav is supposed to be one who connects the Yaakov, and together they bring the tachlis of this world. Esav is supposed to be the Zvulun who feeds Yisachar. Mimele, according to this, we understand very much the story of Rebbe Antoninus. And this was the before she explained here in the Sugya. Antoninus is coming to fix the Maase Esav. He is, as the Chidah says, the Nitzoyz HaToiv Shebe Esav. So he's coming to bring back Esav to what was supposed to be originally. The same way Esav was supposed to support Yaakov, Antoninus is the one who's supporting Rebbe. So there's somewhat of a tikkun that he's doing to Esav. But as we see in the end of the Sugyo, at the end of the day, Antoninus is not able to completely fix it, because Esav was considered to be the only Yisrael Mumar who completely left Am Yisrael. So he left Am Yisrael, and fixing that will never bring him back to Am Yisrael. And this is a Dover Noyer Goyim that says, Ushleim Kluger, when the Gemara concludes the Sugya and says, when Antoninus died, Rebbe says, Nispardo Achavilo. Says Ushleim Kluger in the Sefer Avoidas Avoida, that what Rebbe is saying is, he's based on the Shlo. The Shlo tells us that when we say Kel Malarachamim, you should not say Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, should be Al Karfei Hashchino, because the neshamas of Am Yisrael were above Karfei Hashchino. But the neshamas of the Geirim or Tachas Karfei Hashchino. So says Rebbe, me and Antoninus, we had such a great union together in this world. But lost in love, we won't be together. Because the neshamas of Yisrael are not together with the neshamas of the Gerim. And that's what it means, the sparda chavilo. So Antoninus is serving Rebbe, fixing the nitzates of Esav, but there's a certain limitation, certain level that he's not able to bring it back. That's what comes out from Divrei HaMefarshim in our sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email us to what's go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.